So it went underground more like, and it was only in later years that it finally came to an end. And the last of it being practiced was in just around 1930. So it took almost 100 years to actually be to take to lose its interest. And so during these early missionaries in Hudson Bay and James Bay area and inland, they used the power to condemn the First Nation activity regardless. They never even tried to ask the elders or people who practice it, what is the idea? How do you practice and what do you think when you do this? Do you pray to God or do you pray to God by drumming or by rattles or by drumming or by anything else? They never get a chance to do that. They just simply condemned what they were doing because they were told to convert them by any means. So it works. What they do is they approach the female first, the woman, then the woman, of course, like in the Old Testament, the woman is always attracted to the nice things and beautiful things and a very soothing sound. This is what the missionaries understood, and they used that they used that knowledge, and they approached the native first, and then after they converted the women, and then the women were told to try to force their husband to accept. Once the men accepted, then that was the end. So everything was condemned. The shaking tent was condemned, and the drumming was condemned, and the songs were condemned, and the rattles were condemned, and also the other activities that were used, something like a sweet grass ceremony, and also the sweat lodges were condemned as an evil practice. So these were the most useful things for our native people in our area, and they were forbidden to use them. So they gave it up, eventually gave it up. In the spiritual related matters. So that was it. And so it happens now recently, after the native people were able to express themselves in the universal language, which is English, they were able to when our First Nation began to have a white man education. And equivalent to the rest of the educated individuals or intellectuals, they were able to express themselves and they were able to stand amongst the other nations, but only those who have acquired the white man education. And still, the ordinary people still they're still being converted to Christianity, and they're. For father's practice has been condemned into paganism and all those things. So they finally forgot all about it by 1900. And it so happened, after a few years, from 1970, 65, thereabout, the Canadian native people began to emerge. Of these practices and just trying to find out what went wrong. And the United States Native people never lost their tradition. Some of the tribes never did lose it. They kept it and they dig it up again and they practice it again. Because the United States has a constitution which gives the person the freedom of expression and religion. So they were able to do that. But the United States, but in Canada, the Constitution did not say that. It has recently been said during Trudeau administration, where he created the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom. So there is a limited freedom in how to practice somebody's religion. It is limited yet in Canada, because we still have a problem with that.